You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shamika. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yeah, possibly a toll.
Yes, sir. Are you calling from a safe location?
Can you say it again?
Are you calling from a safe location?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, let me get the spelling of your first name.
Eric. ERICCARDINAL.
Yes, sir. And then a good callback number just in case we get disconnected.
320-292-0740.
Yes, sir. Would you like to receive the mobile text update on the status of your service?
Sorry, say again, please.
Would you like to receive the text message with the person that's coming to help you, their phone number?
Sir, yes.
And what time they'd
yes,
be
please.
There. Yes, sir. Message and data rates may apply. Can I please have your contract or policy number or member number? It's all the same.
I'd have to dig through my email here. Hang on one
second. Yes, sir. Take your time.
Okay, you ready for the policy number?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. 14-00.
Oh, your voice is going out. 14-00. Yes, sir.
That's it. That's
yes.
The policy number.
Yes, sir. You went out at the 14-00.
Oh, sorry. Okay. 14-00-186504.
Yes, sir. All right. Give me just one moment. Let me see. Search by first name and last name. No clearance. And then do just the policy number. And that is 14-00. Now. I'm going to reset it. Yes, sir. When did you get your policy?
You know what? I got it. It's like 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago.
Yes, sir. It depends on when you got your policy. If it hasn't been 15 days after you got your policy, it's not going to show in the computer. It's
okay.
Your policy is not going to pop up because it hasn't been updated in the computer in the system yet.
Well, so are you able to help me still, or no, or should I just carry on?
Let me see. Let me ask you something. On your policy information, I need the day you started your policy, your producer code, and plan letter. It's called effective date.